But right now in this segment, we're going to talk about something that Gordo and I have always been curious about and promoted, the four-day work week.
Man, this has been my thing. Every time we get back from a four-day work week, or we're going into a four-day work week because we had a Monday off for Memorial Day or something like that, I'm the one who's brought it up. This is my idea to go to the four-day work week for America.
Yeah, Gordo and I have been promoting this idea for a long time. And P1 Richard sent us a story this week from The Atlantic. Kill the five-day work week. And in this story, they talk about the movement towards the four-day work week. And some of the highlights from the story. They talk about a company that has gone to the four-day work week and that they seem to be getting the same amount of work done in less time. The company had scaled back on meetings and social events, and employees increased their pace of their day. Workers cited the principle of work expanding to the time you give it. When we have 40 hours of work a week, we find ways to work for 40 hours. And if you redistribute the time, or you say you have fewer hours to work, they get the same amount of work done in 36 hours or 32 hours that they would in 40 hours. It's just whatever time you require of the workers, they will fill that time with the same amount of work.
Yes. Not more work. They would spread out the same amount of work to fill the bucket of time you give them.
And do their fantasy football team at home.
Right.
Right.
All that stuff.
They say people who work a four-day work week generally report that they are healthier, happier, less crunched for time, and their employers report that they're more efficient and focused. And this is a worldwide movement. The governments of Spain and Scotland are planning trials to look into this. It's also in Japan and New Zealand. They've spoken favorably, politicians there, about the idea of a shorter work week. You know, the five-day-a-week, 80-hour work week goes back to 1926. There was a study done in the early 1900s that showed the average full-time worker in America was working 100 hours a week. Ford Motor Company was the first to mandate a five-day, 40-hour work week for its workers. And workers seemed to like it because they weren't working 100 hours a week. They were only working 80 and they got 2 days off instead of, in some cases, working 6 or 7 days a week. And so that became the model. Well, now, especially in the wake of the pandemic, when people are reporting working at home and getting more done there and not going into the office as much, the topic of the four-day work week is coming back up. I would love this.
Yeah, I think businesses would find they'd get the same amount of work done. They'd be just as productive. And I think your employees would be happier. We waste time. Needless meetings.
Don't say that. Kat's going to get mad.
Not that one. That's a great meeting that we have. It's the greatest of all meetings that we have with Kat.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
I'm not rolling my eyes.
Why are you giving double birds towards Kat's
office?
I'm not.
But I know people in the business world who talk about that's all they do every day is they go to meetings.
So we got this feedback when this came up yesterday in Gordo's observation deck early on our show.
Thank you for knowing that.
Heard from a lot of P1s. One said, worked at a place that had a four-day work week. Worked well for a while until clients wanted meetings on Fridays.
Uh-oh.
We were expected to work the 10 hours Monday through Thursday, then be present for any calls on Friday, and it ended up being a way to get 50 hours a week out of all of us salaried workers. We heard from another P1. He says, I have the 9-80 schedule, 9 days, 80 hours at work, and I get every other Friday off. Everyone at the company has this schedule from top to bottom. It's great. I was able to go to a Friday wedding in LA without taking a personal day. And let's be honest, who doesn't duck out a bit early at work every day? Another one said, I worked a four-day week at two separate jobs for several years. They're okay. The extra time off is great. But the work days drag and you spend a lot of your off time dreading going back to work because you're now working 10-hour days instead of 8.
Mm-hmm.
So when Sunday rolls around, yes, you've had a 3-day weekend, but now you've got 4 straight 10-hour work days. So he says that's kind of a beating.
That 9-day plan's interesting. Maybe that's the compromise. Or maybe that's where you start.
I'll never do that.
Maybe that's where you start, and then eventually you go to the 4-day work week.
And I never compromise.
What we were talking about earlier, 1P1 sent this in. I read 4-Hour Work Week, a book, and it's all about Parkinson's Law and time management, saying the more time you allow for a task to be completed, the more time it will take.
That's exactly true.
People wait until the last minute to get things done, so just shorten the window.
Mm-hmm.
We got this from Jonathan, who says he's the P1 beyond categorization. He says, I work for the federal government, generic.
That is generic.
And work a 9-day pay period, so I'm off work every other Monday. Most in my office work 8 9-hour days, and then 1 8-hour day to get your 80 hours in 2 weeks. It is absolutely amazing. It makes a huge difference in my morale and motivation. We have the option to work 4-day weeks every week, but then you must work 10 hours per day every workday instead of 9. So the 9-day pay period is amazing. It's a balance, and most workplaces would benefit from offering some kind of flex schedule.
So 26 weeks, right? You would just have the 4 days.
Yeah.
So you'd have that extra. I think that would do wonders for people.
I do, too.
I think they'd like their job more. They just like their life more.
Yes.
What about the places that, you know, they've tried to revamp workspaces since Silicon Valley came out, and, you know, Google rethinking the way we work, and they had this, like, sleep pods. Have you heard about all this stuff?
Yeah.
They put in their offices these quiet rooms and decompression chambers and all that crazy stuff. I think even Amazon does this. You know, there's some troubling trends that are going on in the workspace when it comes to all of our reliance on things like Amazon and the Amazon workers. You read about their conditions, that they're tracked everywhere inside their warehouse. They know exactly where you are at all times. And if you fall off task, then their algorithm will say that you're an unproductive worker. It's all computerized.
Wow.
So your supervisor is kind of the AI.
Mm.
If you fall off and you get fired. But I think that they also have, they work long hours, and then you go inside a decompression chamber and then come out and work some more.
That's your dream. You've always wanted that. Some
what?
Time to decompress.
Yes, but not a decompression chamber. I want the 4-day work week, not a decompression chamber.
That's a way to trick you into being at work more.
Right.
Stay at the office more.
Which, what's the purpose of life?
Living.
We work to live or live to work?
We think that it's just the living outside of work. But I think that it has to be a balance of both of those things. I think that if we ever get to the point where the 4-day work week comes about, and then a 3-day work week, and then people only have to work 1 day a week, and then we've got technology that does everything for us so nobody has to work, I think we will go crazy. I think we're designed for some necessity. We can't
some
have
sort of purpose.
We can't have every need and every desire met whenever we want it,
mm-hmm.
or else we get worse. Twitter.
Right.
When everybody became a published author through Twitter, the world got worse.
A published, unedited author.
Right.
I think what you're saying, Gordon, is the joy is in the struggle. The joy is in the struggle.
Oddly enough, it is. You just don't want too much struggle or too little struggle.
Right.
You have to have the optimum human amount of struggle.
Let me introduce this. What about the same amount of work per week, but much more vacation? So we've always heard that in Europe, they get the summer sabbatical. A lot of the workers in Spain or France, they get all of August off, or 6 weeks, middle of July to end of August. They just get more vacation. They just get more downtime, but they still have the 5-day work week. My sister is about to embark on her first work sabbatical. She's getting 3 months off this fall, and it just sounds incredible to me. Talk about recharging your batteries.
That's not paid, though, is it?
Yes, paid.
Whoa. Mm.
Yeah. Paid sabbatical. It's awesome.
It's ministry-related, right? Because I think you know, my dad, of course, was a pastor, and there was a time where we talked about he was going to take a sabbatical, and we were going to, I want to say London was in the mix for us going over there for him studying. And I thought that was just the coolest thing ever. He ended up not taking it. And so that ruined it for me as a kid who just wanted a kick-ass time in London.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dad.
Yeah.
But they're not
all...
That
was a pastor deal where you would have sabbaticals.
They're
Pastors
not all
would take sabbaticals.
Ministry-related, though, because we have another family friend who is... She's just in a regular line of work, but she gets a three-month sabbatical, I think, every third year, paid.
Oh.
Can we get that?
Be so
Will Cat let us do
oh,
that?
Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh.
Could you imagine kicking that one around? Norm probably has.
Oh, yeah.
Kicking that around with Cat.
Of course.
Why are some, I'll say most, workplaces so hesitant to do that?
To give
That's
sabbaticals?
Line,
sabbaticals or more vacation or four-day work week. Why do they feel like they're going to be taken advantage of?
Yes. Yeah. I think that and somewhere along the line, and I don't know where culturally this started, but the idea of the hard worker became worshipped and fetishized to such a degree that if you're up at your workplace for longer than anyone else, I mean, we still do this, right? In sports, we certainly do it. He's
yep.
last to leave and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
That is just so praiseworthy that you give your life over to your employer. That for some reason, that we love that story. Yet, at the same time, we all know that we don't want to do that. So why do we lionize and heroize people who forsake almost everything else just to work so hard?
I agree. And more studies come out that show that leads to unhappy people.
Mm-hmm.
So if we know that time off, vacation, shorter workday, week, sabbatical, all of that leads to a better life, healthier, happier people, I would think an employer would want a healthier, happier workforce.
No, they want to say that and put it in their core values mission statement, but then they want every hour they can get out of you.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things that are so frustrating about employment, such as you have to give them 2 weeks if you're going to quit, but they can fire you. They don't have to give you 2 weeks.
Right.
Why do we allow so many lopsided things to develop in the work dynamic?
Because the workers are, in general, powerless compared to the owner, the CEO, the boss.
Yeah, but...
So you just kind of have to give in?
But the company is made up of people, and each one of those individual people are powerless against the company. It's like, let's make the old company work for us, right? We're the people that make up the company is here to serve us, not us it. Right?
And in the last year, you think that's changed any sort of attitudes towards that?
Like, I think so. I think the people are rethinking work.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of people not going back to some old job that they were like, man, I was really beaten by that job and I didn't even realize it until
yes.
the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it started maybe in the 90s with Microsoft when I think they may have been the first that relaxed the dress code at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forever in America, you had to wear a suit and tie or a dress and had to look really nice. And then Microsoft said, nah, just come in jeans and a sweater and you're fine. And I think that started the ball rolling on more relaxed workplace environment, the sleep pods and all that you were
mm-hmm.
talking about.
Silicon Valley, the show, does such a good job of making fun of a lot of the ridiculous ideas that tech has had for different types of workforces.
But
they're
I think
commuting to bike on a communal bicycle. I remember that visual from the show. They're riding this ridiculous bicycle that has like 12 riders, but they're all in a circle. So they can't really go anywhere. So dumb.
Hey, my kids have worked at offices where they've got the beer tap flowing.
Yeah, beer tap
4
flowing.
O'clock, yeah.
Nobody has an office. It's just everything is a lounge.
Yeah, it's a lounge, and we're in this area together.
Boy, we're hearing
yes.
from a lot of P1s this morning in the middle of this segment. Here's one says, I work at a hospital, and we recently changed to 4 10-hour days. The days are long and hard, but having the extra day off is amazing. Another one says that, oh, this is a good point, extra day on the weekend, extra day to spend money so the economy goes up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's another one, been working 4 10-hour days for 9 years. It's like a vacation day every week. It's great.
I want us to go back in time and say to our great-grandfathers who were farmers, ask them if they have, you guys interested in going to the 4-day work week?
You mean not seven?
Yeah, not seven. But this is great because it'll be 4 hours, but now the days are longer. It is 10 hours of work each day. What do you mean 10 hours of work each day?
I'm putting in 12.
Yeah, I'm putting in 16 hours. Is that so we're reducing it down to 10.
And we're going to give you at the end of this row of corn a sleep pod.
A what? What kind of plant is that?
Yeah, do I plant it? Do I plant the sleep pod? What do I do there? And who's farming those extra 3 days of the week?
Would you guys rather have the 4-day work week or an extra month of vacation?
4-day.
Easy for me. 4-day. Really? You're always vacation guy, and Giorgio and I are always the shorter work week.
Yeah. Yeah. Shorten up that week, and let's have great weekends.
Let's have great weekends.
That's my...
Still skiing.
See? Time for skiing.
I think I take the more vacation because then I can create a lot of my own 3-day weekends.
Mm-hmm.
But still take bigger chunks more often.
I would keep the 5-day work week and not get the extra month vacation if we could just move 5:30 to 10 back a couple hours.
Yeah, it takes its toll, doesn't it?
It does.
Let's maybe start work around 8, like the rest of the world. Is it still 9 to 5 or is it more 8 to 4 now?
That's a good one. Since we work weird hours, I don't know.
I don't know what the rest of America is doing. And why does everyone have to work at the same time? Why can't we stagger this whole thing? Is it because of school?
Sunrise, sunset, brah.
Yeah, brah.
Yeah, but we don't go to work. We don't adjust it throughout the year due to sunrise and sunset.
Daylight savings time, brah.
Yeah, that's one brah. Time. It should be different every day. If you're basing it on sunrise, sunset. But since when do we need to go by sunrise, sunset? We're not farmers anymore. So why do we have to do that?
We are radio farmers as we are trying to grow content.
We are farming great content.
Yes.
That's right. Hoping to harvest.
All right, let's see if America goes to the 4-day work week this weekend. It's 8:35 on the ticket. Coming up next, let's eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio and see what the Touchdown Brothers are saying about the Sixers.